It is important to set up one's motivation by thinking that I must achieve the complete, unsurpassable, complete, perfect enlightenment of Buddhahood in order to benefit all mother sentient beings, whose number is infinite, like the space. For that purpose, one should listen to this sublime Dharma teaching carefully and put it in practice. The topic that you're going to listen to today is the condensed meaning of the path of Vajra Vehicle, the essence of the nectar of great secrets by Kriti Losan Tile Denpa Gyatso. So this text is explained under three main headings. The first one is the meaning of the title, second one is the meaning of the text, and then third, the meaning of the conclusion. So among these three, we have covered the first one, the title, we are on the actual meaning of the text. And then the actual meaning of the text is explained under three divisions. The first one is the door for entering the explanations. Second one is finally setting out the explanation itself. And then third, the way of concluding the explanation. So these three, among these three, we have covered the first one, and we're on the second one. So the finally setting out the explanation itself is explained under two headings. First one is the presentation of the conqueror's teaching to be the sole entrance way for those desiring liberation. And then second, the presentation of doors of the different sequences for entering the teachings. So within these two outlines, we have covered the first one, and we're on the second one. So the presentation of the doors of different sequences, the doors of different sequences for entering the teaching, there are two categories, the Mahayana teachings and Hinayana teachings, or the Mahayana vehicle and Hinayana vehicle. So within the Mahayana vehicle, there are two categories. The first one is the causal perfection of vehicle, and the second one is the resultant Vajra vehicle. So in terms of the resultant Vajra vehicle, there are four classes of tantras. Those four classes are action tantra, performance tantra, yoga tantra, and highest yoga tantra. So we are in the middle of explaining the highest yoga tantra. So this can be divided into two, the stages of path of highest yoga tantra in general, and the stages of path of Kala Chakra.
So 당보 송네스 니바케비가 임바레.
So in terms of the stage of the path for highest yoga tantra in general, the, which is explained under two headings, the explanation of the main points that summarizes the path, and then second, the explanation of the stages of the path. So within these two, we have covered the first one and we're on the second one. So the explanation of the various stages of the path is explained under three headings, or it has three subdivisions. First one is the presentation of empowerment, second the presentation of the commitments and vows, and then third the way to train the path in the path. So the presentation of empowerment is explained under four headings. First one is the presentation of the definite need for empowerment in order to study and meditate the path of mantra. Second, the need for master and student of an empowerment to examine each other. Third, that if they're suitable or deemed suitable or seemed suitable by means of examination, then we should make a request and do the approximation retreat. And then the fourth one is having become suitable through the approximation, how to do the stages of empowerment. So we have covered the first three of these four outlines. So we are in the fourth outline. So the having become suitable through approximation, how to do the stages of empowerment, that is has three parts, three subdivisions. First one is ground right, second one is preparatory right, and then the third, the actual stages of the empowerment or the actual right. So the actual rite is the yetik dabjin tsuen cheba sadrwa. Yetik dabjin tsuen chebas. Okay, so the actual rite has three subdivisions. First one is the marking the exalted wisdom lines and applying the colored sand. Second, arranging the vases, and adorning the mandala. And then third, having established the mandala, they make offerings and confer the empowerment. So within these, among these three outlines, we have covered the first two, and we're on the third one, which is the having established or consecrated the mandala, then one must, consecrate and make offerings and confer the empowerment. So we are on the right of conferring empowerment upon disciples.
rāni xiūkīng cī, lōma rāni jīng kōr xiūk, ngūrū xiūkīng, anā dēnbī jālāb jāvā sī, sā jī nāvō jī.
So the right of conferring empowerment upon disciples has two parts, subdivisions. First one is the oneself, having interred oneself is referring to the master, and request the attainments and be blessed by the truth. Second, and the second one is the right of conferring empowerment upon others. So we have completed the first outline, and we're on the second, which is the right of conferring empowerment upon others. So the right of conferring empowerment upon others is three subdivisions. First one is the conferral of empowerment upon the student, the right of a suitable vessel. And the second one is the explaining the extensive explanation of the presentation of empowerment. And then the third, the conferral empowerment on the deity and so forth, referred to in other texts, it says.
What did you think, sorry?
Among these three lines, we have covered the first one. We are in the second one, which is the presentation of empowerment. Please look at the root text, which is on the page 28, if you have the same text.
Tā rōpsa tā mār chīmbā yīnā sē, wāng lā sē, tā wāng tā lā sē, mīn jī yū yī wāng tōr jī, lām jī wāng tōr bān rī wī wāng sē jī nī kata sūm yō rī sōng bā rī rī bā tā mā tsā bā tē nā kō.
So we can read through the root text, because it says the empowerment, there are three types of empowerment. Those are the ripening, the causal ripening in empowerment. A result, the path of the liberating path, empowerment, and then the liberated, the resultant empowerment. So the three types of empowerments. So let's deal with the first empowerment, which is the ripening, the causal empowerment. So the definition or the etymology of the ripening, the causal empowerment, is a quality which give us a permission to practice, you know, mantra and meditate on mantra. Dine karsa ge?
Ngagi jugo kyurbi yonde.
Jugo kyurbi yonde. Okay, it says ngagi jugo kyurbi yonde, which means a quality which is the entrance gate to mantra practice.
Oh, dine yu dan de.
So this definition is not precise enough, obviously, because if it's an initiation, it's not necessarily be the entrance way or entrance gate to mantrayana.
Yes. sangwe wang, shirab yishi ji wang, anu tsu wang si jine da on yi yo yinbari siru.
So if you divide the ripening, the cause of empowerment, or it has four types of initiations under the category of ripening cause of empowerment. The first one is the vase empowerment, second one is the secret empowerment, third one is the wisdom empowerment, and then the fourth one is and a word empowerment. Those are the four divisions of the ripening causal empowerment.
So when we say
something is entrance way or gate of mantra, then once you obtain that, once you receive that, then you must have entered in a mantra. So for example, secret empowerment, wisdom empowerment, words empowerment, these three empowerments are given after having entered into the mandala or enter into the tantra.
Okay,
you understand that? So those three initiations are conferred subsequent to the vase empowerment. So once you have received the vase empowerment, you have entered in mantra, into the mantra. So if it's an initiation empowerment, it's not necessarily be the entrance gate, but it has to be either entrance gate or similar to the entrance gate. Does it make sense? Similar to the entrance gate. Okay, so another word for that is like if it's an initiation, it's not necessarily be the entrance gate to enter into the mantra. So when we talk about the perfection of wisdom, the Mahayana conventional bodhicitta is said to be the entrance gate to Mahayana teaching. But if it is a conventional bodhicitta, it's not necessarily be the entrance gate to Mahayana teaching. So for example, you know, the conventional bodhicitta in a continuum of the person who's in a the second moment of the path of accumulation and up. Does it make sense? It is a conventional Mahayana conventional bodhicitta, but it's not the entrance gate to Mahayana teaching.
Yes.
So likewise, you know, in general, the refuge is the entrance gate to the Buddha Dharma. But if it's a refuge, it's not necessarily be the entrance gate to the Buddha Dharma. For example, there are refuge in a continuum of arhats. But that is not the entrance gate to Buddha Dharma. Because these arhats, you know, they have entered into Buddha Dharma, and it's been a long time. It's been a long time ago, right? So it says in a text that says that which primarily purifies the coarse stains of the body empowers one to meditate on the generation stage and is the cause of the exalted qualities that deposit imprints for the Vajra body, is the entity or the nature of the race empowerment. So when you divide that, those, you know, vase empowerments, there are, you know, five common empowerments of the lineage of the wisdom and the uncommon Vajra master's empowerment, along with its consolidations. There's some texts, you know, they explain there are nine different types of vase initiations, empowerments, and in some texts even 11 different types of vase empowerments. For example, Griha Samaja has a nine types of vase empowerment, such as Chakrasambhara has 11 different types of vase empowerment. So these, you know, we've been talking, repeating last couple of, you know, classes, so we don't have to go through those again. So the basis upon which you receive the vase empowerment could be either one of these four mandalas. The four mandalas are referring to Dunsun Kingkor, the sand mandala, cloth mandala, body mandala, and concentration mandala.
Tandala Pamang Segubi Jumsen Karsedu Tomo Harikwe Wang Achi Tomo Maiba Doji Longi Wang Tugu Rada.
Yes.
Ang Tugu Tiki Tatin Lata.
So then reason why all these six empowerments are called vase empowerments, the five common empowerments of the wisdom and
the
so the So the uncommon Vajra master plus the uncommon Vajra master empowerment, these are called the vase empowerment. That's because at each one of the end of these empowerments, you will receive the. Okay, so tanji dan tomo wa rigbe karsa wang ma dan tomo ma yiba doji loben di wang chu song song wang.
Ma ti ti seng duwa da.
Nus.
Ti kecha ti marwa da. Dan pamang gu dang chuk chik si xie bar wa sa.
Nus.
Dan da dagla pamang si gu bi jim tseng kar wa sa.
Nus. Okay, so there are 9 types of vase empowerments and 11 types of vase empowerments. And these, why do you call these a vase empowerment?
No, seduce. That tumon wa rikwe nga dang tumon ma yiba doje lobo ji wang se. That zobo de ten yin pari.
No, sir.
Tada gan ta ten la, tene pimbi chu ang ri gul gu yo re se.
No, sir.
Yimzin tela ten na pumang se ta war se.
So that is because, you know, the main, the 5 common empowerments of wisdom and plus the uncommon Vajra master empowerments. These are the main initiations of vase empowerments. Okay, these are the main vase empowerments. So each one, at the end of each one of these empowerments, you will receive the Chuan course. You will be conferred by the conferred with water initiation from the vase. Does it make sense? At the end of, it's like conclusion of these, each of one of these empowerments are concluded by pouring the water from the vase. Does it make sense? So therefore, it is called the vase empowerment. Huh?
Why? Hello? Is it working? Okay. So, did you hear me, Denzin Lamet? But basically, it's just, you know, why is there different numbers of base empowerments for different deities? Is because of number of
again, deities. Again, the karnesa gunze pena kashe la pongwa ye karsa guda kashe chuchis tinda songwa gunze karnes. Ya uko lama nyong kebarwes.
Tei maris. Ta. Chigane tutu susu da choga chagne rodan kche parim bars.
Yes. It's not because of the number of the deities. It's because of the number of, not because of the number of the deities. It's just because of the practitioners or the yogis of those particular deities. So that choga chagne so the traditional kind of traditional. So these empowerments will purify stands. Okay, so the what kind of stands be purified? Stands of the body. So mainly those, you know, the negativities of taking others' life, killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct. So, but these initiations will purify these negativities that you have accumulated, if you have accumulated in the past. And also these initiations, empowerments will restrain oneself from engaging these negativities in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Tomo Mahimba, and particularly will purify this empowerment, purify one's clinging, okay, holding one's body as a ordinary body, not be able to view that as a divine, not able to be able to hold a divine pride. So we'll be purified that ordinary appearance and clinging. So these initiations make us or give us a permission to practice, you know, the stages of the generation stage together with its branch, it says, together with its branches.
Right.
So the branches are referring to, for example, fire puja. You're allowed to do fire puja. You're allowed to do tsok, the tsok puja. You are allowed to do consecrations, consecrating. You can consecrate holy objects. So you have permission to do that. Those are called the branches. As a result, you know, it will deposit or it will put imprint. Deposit the imprint of attaining nivacchabarje. Okay, deposit a special potency to achieve emanation body. So it is permissible, or it is okay to practice generation stage merely receiving the vase initiation, not the three other ones. Just merely receiving vase. So it's not mitsangwaik. So, okay, merely receiving a vase empowerment. You may think that is like you receive initiation, but it's kind of incomplete. But that is not the case. You know, if merely receiving vase is kind of one complete part of initiation. So at the beginning, in ancient, you will not receive all four empowerments in one day. You receive one empowerment, and then the master will check whether you are a suitable vessel to receive the latter ones. And then the second one is secret initiation empowerment.
So let's stick with that.
So it's called the three higher initiations, komasum. It's called those are referring to secret empowerment, wisdom empowerment, and word empowerment.
Oh, then it's done. It's about the team body. Tejins, ngagdang yedub rakwa tangs gosum tama taking tava na yongshin madak yulu menche ji zorum tang ne tandam osar tang obi songju gomla anje chindrebu song tang tuji doje ta kutu songju ngowo ni ku dubi nangji yopi yonde na rumji chimasum ji ngowo jokse
tan ji de yoi. So let's look at the root text, which is on the page 29, in the second, the first, second, third, fourth paragraph. It says, fifth paragraph, similarly, those that purify the coarse obscurations of speech and mind, and then the subtle and subtle stains, subtler and subtler stains of the three doors, that empower one to meditate on the completion stage, up to the impure illusory body, the ultimate clear light, and the union of the of a learner, and that are the excellent qualities that deposit imprints for the accomplishment of the resultant Vajra speech and mind, the union of exalted body and exalted mind, and the nature body are respectively posited as the entity of the three, the last three. So it says the speech, okay, the speech, the by receiving the secret initiation, that will purify the coarse stains of one's speech. And then the wisdom empowerment will purify the coarse stains of mind. And the word initiation then will purify all the subtle, the most subtle stains of one's body, speech, and mind. And by receiving secret initiation, one has the permission, or then one get the permission to practice or meditate the illusory body and below. Menche. And then the wisdom in empowerment enables us to meditate on the ultimate clear light, the Tandam Chagya Chenpo, the great Mahamudra. And then word empowerment enables us to meditate on the union, the union, kasagendi, lobi songjuk of learners, of a learner, union of a learner, lobi songjuk. Union of learners or union of a learner is fine, both. So then the independence upon the secret empowerment, one will get the imprint of attaining Sambhogakaya. Okay, Vajra speech, Sambhogakaya. Vajra speech, comma, Sambhogakaya.
다 되네 해롱한 그스 되네 아 톡도 연주비다
아 톡도 할지
대인 말해서 봐
라게 톡도 연주비 라지 샤그레스
너 대인 말해
톡도 할지라 야 개야 말아 그 롱크나 시 쉐 말아
그 초크로 봐
초크로스케 so the independence about okay by receiving the wisdom empowerment one would get the imprint of attaining the Vajra mind dharmakaya
that's you on good then go to song jukes what are you going to be like yeah
no okay and then the, by receiving the word initiation one will achieve or receive the potential or imprint to attain the union of body and mind, exalted mind and body, which is the Vajradhara Regi. I'm sorry, Ngonyiku is the natural truth body, which is Vajradhara. Natural truth body is Vajradhara, but it's the word term we use is called the natural truth body.
Oh, what is it?
So when you receive these initiations, each one of these, first you make mandala offerings. Sang, in this particular case, okay, let's say. In terms of the sequential order of these empowerments, first one is the secret initiation. So you make a mandala offering in order to receive a secret empowerment. At the same time, you may offer an actual, a beautiful, how do you say that? Special kind of like excellent lineage, excellent age, excellent figure, kind of like that. Someone who possess that, you may offer actual concert to the Vajra master, or you may imagine such a beautiful concert. Then you make a request for the secret initiation for three times. Request three times.
Soran Devi gets sick, and you did so that Rame or Serva.
So the words, the requesting lines or stanzas are different when it comes to different sadhana.
That tennis, Anne? The party tells you, Anne? Loma, then number nonsit, Gia in Sarisrova.
So, in this case, the disciples should remain or should have the divine pride of being Verocana.
Lomo, then Gabi Yedam Kangin Badita, Zobo.
Yes. And the Vajra master is in visualized or generated as the main deity of that particular initiation or empowerment. In case of Guhya Samaja, then the Vajra master should generate or visualize him or herself as the Shedang Dorje, the Vajra hatred. It's kind of like Semba Sumzik, meaning means it's kind of three in one. three in one. Okay.
That
any? I don't know. So Semba sumzek lai deke tikai na di deshij ma jahu masu.
Tamzik sumba, yihi sumba, tingenzi sumba seti.
Re the Semba sumzek lana ke sumdita chigna duite kyo chkomgore ke.
Chigna kyo
Semba sumzek lam duka na sumza shar.
Reba dit.
Yena chig chig liya ta. Okay, so the at the heart of Vajra Master, you visualize the concentration being, and the heart and the center of the concentration being, you visualize the Yishi Semba, the wisdom being, which is sorry. Karsake. Sorry, the wisdom being is first. At the heart of Vajra Master, you visualize wisdom being. At the heart of the wisdom being, you visualize the thing is a concentration being, which is the syllable hong in this case. So then the Vajra Master will purify the concert into emptiness through the three rites. You remember the three rites? Three rites, and then from the spare or the state of emptiness, then the concert arise in the form of Rigya Dorjema, Vajra, a tangible object. Like okay. So, okay, the Vajra Master purify that concert into emptiness. Okay, the concert purify into emptiness, okay? And from the state of emptiness, that then you visualize the... Visualize the syllable kang, kam, which transforms into a Vajra, or adorned by syllable kam, kam, sometimes it's a kam or kam.
Kam,
kam is fine. K-A-M, yes. And then from there, then you generate the Rigya Dorjema. Rigya means tangible object, and Dorje means Vajra. So the name of the concert is Parsha Vajra. Yeah, Parsha Vajra. Calm. The more last again. More Bengotam Susi. So from the state of emptiness, you visualize the syllable kam, right? Which transforms in a blue Vajra. At the center of blue Vajra, there is a kam, or which is adorned by syllable kam at the center of Vajra. So it's just two different ways to visualize that. You can either visualize a Vajra, blue Vajra, adorned by a syllable kam at the center of Vajra, or you can visualize a spectacle or the varieties of different clothes. Then all these, you know, clothes are adorned by syllable kam, kind of like that. Clothes we wear.
Different.
And then that transform into the Parsha Vajra. Yeah, Parsha, Rekja means tangible object. Okay, Dorji means Vajra. So Vajra, tangible object, would be in English, but in Sanskrit, Parsha Vajra. Yeah, concert name is Parsha. Lagi. So that is the concert of Guya Samadhyā. Parsha.
Lagi.
So that is just examples of different deities, fathers, mothers. And then next thing is, you know, to bless the sexual organs of the father and mother. And then they embrace, you know. What else you said that? Yamyum, yeah. The father, mother, yes. So the how do you call that? So come yumji peme nang du pavadi sangzeres.
Kam karma.
Okay, so the white and red bodhicitta, you know, it's actually drops at the mother's lotus. Which is the substance for initiation, secret initiation. So then that we experience by tasting it, by putting it on our tongues, we experience the taste of that. So then we generate bliss, you know, by experiencing that bodhicitta, the substance from father and mother, and then that bliss will experiences emptiness, will experience emptiness. And so the union of emptiness, bliss and emptiness, is the nature, the actual meaning of secret initiation. So gaining this, you know, wisdom, which is bliss of emptiness, wisdom of bliss and emptiness, dedong yishe. Dedong yishe si dekan ta kala urge.
Dedong yirmi yishe ta kar siwa.
Okay.
Devi tongwa yur di chedu, dedong yirmi yishe siwa marwe.
Deva tongwa king, yes, lans. So the wisdom of, wisdom inseparable of bliss and emptiness, actually. Gaining that is the nature or the actual meaning of the secret initiation. During this, you receive the blindfold, and your eyes will be covered. So that is in order to prevent the madeva, unfaith in the guru, Vajra master. Unfaith. It says lack of faith. Yeah, faith. Okay, unfaith.
Okay.
So So that secret empowerment is received in the independence upon the mandala of conventional bodhicitta.
Kedyuta, yamim jin kam gan marlaten, tila ane kunzuk changchuk ji sem se tanye dagin parirwa.
So the conventional bodhicitta is given to the substance from kamkarma, the white and red bodhicitta from father, mother, which is named as a conventional mandala of conventional bodhicitta. Mandala of conventional bodhicitta.
No,
mandala of conventional bodhicitta. Yeah, the substance is from father and mother. Since you have received this initiation, independence upon the secret substance from father and mother, so it's named as a secret initiation empowerment.
Understand.
So that initiation will enable us to purify the stands of a speech, such as lying, tama, the divisive speech, harsh words, and idle gossip. You know, okay, this empowerment enables us to purify the negativities of speech, such as lying, tama, divisive speech, harsh words, and idle gossip. Gossip, meaningless chatting. Useless talk. And then particularly that initiation purifies the negativities such as the the stains of viewing the wind and mantra separately. Wind and mantra. Does it make sense? So okay, the very root of our speech is the extremely subtle wind. Okay, wind and mind. So that wind is the very root of our speech. So as wind become grosser and grosser, the mind does the same thing. You know, mind become grosser and grosser as well. So then the wind, you know, wind papugones exit and enter through our openings. Does it make sense? Papu? I don't know how to say that. Orifices. It's like there are many different holes in our body, right? So it's Papugo is kind of slightly different, but that I don't know what you call it in English, but it could be orifices, orifice. How many hairs do we have on our body? How many hairs? So each one of these hairs has come out with, you know, the tiny holes.
Yes, that's true.
Holes, yeah. Lots of holes in the skin, yeah. So wind actually blows out and in through these holes. In reality, when the wind, you know, goes out from our body, exit from body, where it should exit in on the sound of hon, and when it's in enters in our body, it should enter in a sound of om, omrog, and then when it remains in our body, it should remain there in the sound of ah, so it's oma ah hon, kind of thing. Does it make sense? Exit sound hon enters. Inter sound om, and stays and abides with the sound of ah.
Ready ta tab dang medem ba se nanda ane tamar ba to zugus ti je ngon thok mar ba.
But as the ordinary beings, it's difficult to have that kind of recognition or that kind of realization, right?
Kedu ta long da ngak ni wo te ane.
So therefore, we do hold or grasp, you know, the wind and mantra separately. Understand? So that secret initiation, you know, particularly purifies that stain of holding or viewing these two separately.
That any. Lam karu gombala ansi duta, julu gombala ansi goyi.
And the secret empowerment enables us to practice or meditate on the illusory body.
Dene ta, dibu dene longchot zokwi kunruki niwa yagri zongi.
Dibu, and then the as a result of with that, we will okay, we will get the imprint of attaining Sambhogakaya. So the details will come later of these empowerments.
Okay.
Okay, so the in terms of the wind and mind, okay, that is very subtle kind of topic and complicated, but I will explain that later. And third empowerment is called the wisdom empowerment. So for that, in order to receive that empowerment, one must make mandala offerings.
Yeah.
And at the same time, one offers the consort, who is the excellent lineage, excellent of Langso, that the a youth, and so forth. Either you are offering an actual one or imagination, imagine or visualize to offer that. And then make requests three times in order to receive the wisdom empowerment. And then you purify that, you know, the consort into emptiness, and from the state of emptiness you visualize or that how do you call that, Parsha Vajra arises from the state of emptiness through three rites, three types of rites. And then the disciples, it's like same as before, must generate in Vajra hatred, and Semba Sumzek, meaning the three kind of the three what do you call that? Semba Sumzek. What do you call that? Semba Sumzek. Semba Sumzek, like the Tsikchiyo. Semba Sumzek. Tsik said the stuck, like a stuck up. You know, Semba Sumzek is an incorporation of triple beings. Yeah, incorporation of triple beings, a method of generating deities one within another. Tamzik Semba, the pledge being, Yishi Semba, the wisdom being, Dingzhen Semba, the concentration being. Okay, that's it. Yeah. Incorporation of the triple beings. Triple beings. Pledge beings, wisdom beings, and the concentration being. Yes. The next thing is, you know, you're blessing the mouths and secret places of the disciples and the consort, the Parshavajra, and then you embrace in each other. Embrace with the consort. La. So when you embrace with a consort, you have to have three recognitions. With three recognitions.
Recognitions.
So the first recognition is one's body must recognize one's body as a body of the deity. One's body must be recognized as the deity.
And
when you're blessing, you know, the mouths and the secret places of the disciples, as well as the Parsha Vajra, you place, you know, these areas, places, mantras. And yet, because of that, this, but independence upon that method, you know, by placing the mantras on those areas, the karsage, independence upon that method, I must actualize the uncontaminated bliss, which is called the recognition of phenomena. Uncontaminated bliss. Samyaji Deva.
Ote Tabiuta, Dishisum Dambi Gones, the name Yombar Huya in Barrera.
Dishisum Kartag and Dishitangbo, Lil Hai Dishis. Nagla.
Ode, the name Kasan Chinjilab.
Okay, the first recognition is, okay, must recognize one's body as the deity, right? Second one is you bless your mouths and the secret places, right? And then put label. I'm sorry. Like it's not a mouth, but it's a ka is a here. It's sort of referring to the space and the secret place. Space. I don't know what space. The karis again. Space lad. Namkala the karisata.
Oh, the namke. Karis ni gani. I yumji san ni lang ka san ni gani tani jar war was
ka san ale la san ne san san ti gor ta
ore wa ta te ri don da
so the point here is actually bless bless the secret places, actually that's it. The secret places named as also a space. Okay,
secret places are also
named as a space.
Yeah. So
that the point is actually bless the secret places of father and mother, and then you place mantras there. Yigekoba means you place mantras. And that is called the recognition of mantra, second recognition. And then third one is called the recognition of phenomena. Recognition of phenomena. So with these three recognitions, then you embrace with the concert. So when the Bodhicitta descend, it's we experience the Gava, the happiness, and deva means joy and so forth.
And
in terms of the bliss of deva, there's an innate bliss.
And
that innate bliss will eventually experience emptiness, experiences emptiness, and then that the exalted wisdom which experiences the bliss and emptiness, which is the main actual meaning of the wisdom initiation. During the wisdom initiation or empowerment, one must wear the blindfold. So if this is, you know, the giving you a concert, it's actually giving you the concert, then you may be a kind of like embarrassed a little bit, you know. In order to avoid that, then your eyes are covered by blindfold. So the wisdom initiation is received independence upon the vajana mandala.
Yes.
And that initiation purifies the stains or the negativities of mind, covetousness, harmful intent, wrong views, you know, that you have, if you have accumulated in the past, and that will be purified, and that initiation will restrain you from engaging those negativities in the future. And then particularly, that initiation purifies the stains or the obscurations in order to see everything as a bliss and emptiness. And then you are permissible. You have a permission to, you have a right to practice the great Chagya Chenpo, the Mahamudra, clear light, ultimate clear light, it says. And it will leave a imprint to attain the Buddha's exalted mind, the Dharmakaya. So this is called the Sherabhishigya one, the wisdom initiation, right? Wisdom or Parjana Paramit, Arvege. So wisdom mother, actually, since that initiation is received independence upon the concert, wisdom mother, so therefore it's named as a wisdom initiation. Wisdom is taken as a mother, right? You understand that? And then the fourth one is called the word empowerment.
mandala fu gong yo desu.
And then first thing you should do is, you know, make mandala offerings in order to receive word empowerment. And then you make request for three times. So the requesting, you know, the request for word empowerment, you will find the same stanzas. It's called Kyushib Mukadinki. Kyushib means a kindness of your presence. I have received Kyushib Mukadzo Angun Namsum Tops. So I have received the three main initiations. Please bestow the fourth one. It says, I have received up to the fourth. So now please bestow the fourth initiation upon myself. Something like that. So although it's called the bestowing word empowerment, but there's no substance that you can see. There's no tangible object. So the word empowerment is mainly done by describing the union of body, exalted body and mind, the Vajradhara, through word. Explain
that.
And Sakya tradition and so forth, and during the fourth initiation, the word initiation, they explain emptiness. They introduce emptiness, you to emptiness, or something like that. But according to Lama Tsongkhapa, or tradition of Lama Tsongkhapa, then the fourth one is the introduction or description of union of exalted body and mind, Songjuk, the Vajradhara. Yes. So the way in which that Guru Vajra Master introduced the fourth initiation to us is by taking the third initiation as an example. During third initiation, the disciples visualized their body as the Dolayamyam, the father and mother, right? They visualized themselves as the father and mother, the union of father and
mother.
And during those, you also have generated that innate bliss, right? The innate bliss experiences the emptiness. So that is the union of those two, the bliss, innate bliss and emptiness.
Combat
So you should familiarize with that again and again.
Familiarize.
And finally, you will achieve the Sambhogakaya, which is merely trupe, which is accomplishment of extremely subtle wind and mind. Or the mere wind and mind. Huh? Joyous game.
I've also heard Tenzin Lama that this empowerment sometimes is called the union of clear light and illusory body. Is that true?
Illusory body, union of clear light
and illusory body.
Again, the dirbes again, dila tsam tsam la di wang dila di tag dos again. Gyume ku dans dön weser da gyulü sondu jukbek wang tsarich.
Ngo des da.
La.
Onde tes gre. Ku takwa gyume ku sigris.
Nas. So the as a purity of one's mind, okay. So okay. The complete purified body is the illusory body. Okay? And then a complete purified mind is the clear light.
Don't you, sir?
The meaning clear light, it says.
Then you song do you qualas? Then go to song do you sigors.
And a union of these two is called the union of exalted mind and body.
Oh, then you do that. The country is going to say, do
you? Can you repeat?
Repeat. Completely purified body is called the illusory body. Completely purified mind is the meaning clear light. Meaning clear light. Meaning clear light. Yes.
What's the difference between that and clear?
Okay.
Is there a difference?
वैसे ऐसे जोर वाक ते दा तुंजी वैसे ले क्या वाकरे वरस
तुंजी वैसे से दू दा तुंजी मौसम तो दोगी ही यही रहती वरस.
So when we say meaning clear light, which means wisdom, which directly realizes emptiness.
ये दू दा तंदा अने गानों सु रोबा तमार बोसोला सु रोबा दा लुई डंग सेम तारक नी यूं की वरस रोबा.
As our case, you know, ordinary beings have luda semla tara ninyores ruage. So we have a subtle body and mind and gross body and mind. We have two.
Ani tabi lusem siya deta derese. Ani hindu tabi onsem siyores.
Nonske.
Ta nyumi ki semyang siyores ruwa.
Nonske. Okay. The subtle one is called the extremely subtle karsa gendi chawat karsa. Extremely subtle wind and mind. And it's also known as a primordial mind.
The ye two silver water Tamavatosota Chibi Nickups, then want to chirk your imbarish.
So, this extremely subtle wind and mind, in case of ordinary beings, the Sosukyo, the ordinary beings, that will manifest at the time of death. At the time of death. Sorry.
Oh, that we got a long same need, is it? Mobochi, Dokatadi cigarettes.
So that wind, extremely subtle wind and mind,
one entity, but different isolate.
What tennis can do that? Song you say, I did do you know what the name, but it's a dubiki gets at it.
Lage
Song you could dubiki the teres.
Okay, so the Songjuk, the union Songjuk, the basis of union, that is the basis of the union. Okay.
That Ragara was here by Yina, Anne Zorum Kalam Yams at Long Du, Denny Long Sam Nikin Uncle Long Titany. Same be ye be good, good number, then go hack your inverts. Most that same be good, good number, then Casore. Don't look your inverts.
So when you practice the completion stage, the wind part, wind actually appears as the exalted body, which is adorned by major and minor marks. When you accomplish that practice, you know, the completion stage, then the wind part appears as exalted body, which is adorned by major and minor signs.
Marks.
What the letter? Julu Sigurvata, Jimata Bukutene.
That is called the illusory body.
That in it, ah! That it took down the Jima Kachayonjir Sriva. That the same Kachati, you didn't tone you more some the Towa, you told you was at Sigur Sriva.
And then the extremely subtle mind will experience or realize this emptiness. Then that will be known as the ultimate clear light, meaning clear light. There's a subtle wind and mind, which is the basis of a union, the union, right? So wind, is part is already mentioned, but the mind, when that mind, extremely subtle mind, will eventually experience emptiness directly. Okay, then that will be known as a meaning clear light. I can't hear you.
Is the illusory body that's realized the impure illusory body or the pure illusory body?
That's right. The illusory body has two types, right? Impure or impure illusory body.
Yeah, and which is the one that you're talking about?
And a clear light has two types. It's called the example clear light and meaning clear light. So the perfected, you know, final, completely perfected, meaning clear light is the Sangyeji Karsage. Tukchoku, the Dharmakaya, the Buddha, exalted mind of Buddhas. So that is, you know, that mind is completely abandoned, the two obscurations. And the pure illusory body eventually So then when the pure illusory body completely perfect, completely perfect, then that is the body of Sambhogakaya.
What do you need? Teta Vigata, go down to Nivo, only Momotigla, Dokatadi, Sigrisirva.
So that, you know, that such an exalted body and mind is called the one entity, but different, isolate.
What in the end of that? You may go to Dangaji Lugla Zug and he begin to kill yourself. He could see yours.
So the illusory body, according to Tantra, that is kind of like both. It is a form as well as a mind, so it's kind of like it's called the wisdom body. It's also known as a wisdom body. So then once, you know, Guru instruct us, or the master, Vajra master, will describe the union. Then if you understand the meaning properly, then we will receive the initiation, the word initiation. So that initiation is received independence upon the mandala of ultimate bodhicitta. So that initiation, word initiation, purifies the very subtle stains of three doors. Subtle stains of three doors. That initiation purifies the subtle stains or negativities of three doors. Now you have a permission to practice the completion stage, which is inseparable of two truths. Does it make sense? And as a result, and one will receive the imprint or potential to become the attain the enlightenment of Vajradhara, the union. The highest yoga tantra in general, there are four empowerments. So when you say we receive initiation, empowerment, there are four of them in general. So then the master, Vajra master, will confer the initiation upon disciples, and disciples receive the initiation. But the degree of the way in which you receive initiations, you know, there are difference within the individuals or the disciples, because of their mental capacity or the sharpness of their mind, And as well as it's something to do with the master, you know, some high realization or blessings. Does it make sense? So the key thing is, you know, the master should be very clear when he or she introduces you, explains things, okay? Has to be very clear. And also from your side, from the disciples, must be focused, must focus very well, pay attention to the teaching or the explanation. And if you miss, you know, any points, or master will left any points, then it's hard to say that you have received initiation. So it's important, So it's important to visualize thoroughly, accordingly. You must pay, special attention to the instruction, to the teaching, the master. So such as, you know, Kala Chakra initiation. You know, Kala Chakra will bring thousands of people, right? So during the initiation, the master was, you know, explaining everything, you know, visualization. But within the disciples, you know, there's some may drinking water and some may talking, you know, having conversations, some may standing, some may sitting, you know, bending and so forth. So it's hard to say. So when I was in Tibet, I had this opportunity to receive Kala Chakra at Norbolinka Summer Palace. So it's prior to the Kala Chakra initiation, you know, the teaching, the main teaching was the preliminary teachings for the Kala Chakra was the 7-point mind training, seven point Lojong Tenduma, the 7-point mind training, as well as the short Lamrim by Lama Tsongkhapa. He solemnly taught for 6 or 7 days prior to the initiation. But it was hot, you know, it's a very hot season. So when the sun gets very close, you know, hot, heat is kind of kakongdus, thirst, you know, we feel very thirsty. Yeah.
Yes.
So then we tried to find water, and as someone told us, you know, if you go that way, there you can find, you know, as many water as you want. And few people went there and, you know, got brought some water, bottles of water. So then everybody, you know, went there to get water during the teaching. And then the next day was the actual initiation, and then the the committee, they actually reserved this water for the during the initiation, so all the water is taken, you know, it's no longer there. So we don't, you know, pay much attention during these teachings. And we also love picnics. During the teaching, there are some having really fun, you know, eating and under the shade of a tree. So people, you know, if you don't pay attention to the teaching, then you can't receive, you know, initiation. It's just merely kind of merely acting like, you know, giving initiation but not actually receiving it. But this, you know, for example, in the case of His Holiness, maybe different, could be different, because if people has a strong faith and conviction in him, and as well as he has the power and ability, maybe. Some cases, you know, when you initiations are fairly quick, you know, you just, what you really receive is not the instruction, but you receive, you know, so many things, you know, put on your place in your head, you know. That's hard to say you receive initiation through those. Because you don't understand what's going on, you know. So what you have to do is you have to understand what is, you know, happening, and then you have to generate positive thoughts, a visualization, and that thought is will leave a special imprint, you know, positive imprints. So that is what we need, actually, you know. No homework from last class, right?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Yours?
Yeah, got yours.
I don't have it. Someone can read it, read the homework questions for me, please. Do you have it, Janet?
Number one.
You are number one? Uh-huh. Lynn is the best. Yeah, yeah.
Lynn will read what I wrote down.
That's okay.
What is the first of the vase initiations, first of the nine vase initiations in Guhya Samaja?
Okay, what is your answer to that question?
Flower garland initiation.
Method to make one. Okay. Perfect. Perfect.
Number two.
Yeah.
Regarding Chakra Sambhara, 11 initiations. What is the first initiation? I'll answer that.
Denjo wang chuk chi gi wa ke wang chuk chi gi tang bo ka res te me le ja gi sa
water
shur is chu
number 3 during the Vajra master initiation what are the three samayas
Sergen
that's what I got is that what everybody else read
Sergen
during the Vajra master initiation what are the three samayas
doje lo beng wang ka tam je sum ji yar sa This one is
Kare.
Okay, please, Jen, here. Go ahead.
The Vajra mind, which is mind samaya, the speech samaya, represented by bell, and the reminder to embrace the consort, which is the mudra samaya.
There's again doje chagyasra. Doje karsa sung doje kui chagyas. Rege.
Doje.
Doje kui tam chis.
Kresi gumu dwa.
Nani kare. Tajin go tsamasuke. Doje doje tu git tam chis rage. An chubu sung gut tam chis. An chagya karchi chi tam chis. Kanda sum disum dres.
Teduta. Doji tuji tamsuk siya tetak kandes ginki yorsirwa.
Nasa.
An tamsuk di kandes sung korsita.
So, okay, what is the Vajra mind samaya? How do you supposed to protect that, keep that?
Yeah, the Vajra...
How do you keep that, actually?
The Vajra master, you have to remember... the wisdom and the wisdom of bliss and emptiness of the Buddhas.
There is again a Sanji Kalavarta. There is wisdom.
Wisdom of bliss and emptiness.
Wisdom of bliss and emptiness. Sanji tu ni su kasore yishidi tembe chedureski.
Mada tese mars.
Ane.
Tamsukte kanet jimbare sro.
Kandes jimbares.
Oh, kandes jingors. And the song you kandes songors. That's the word. Yindu kandes.
How the Vajra master did give us that samaya, the Vajra mind samaya, and how do we protect that samaya? Does it make sense?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, how come I'm so scared?
What did you do?
More than just.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that the Vajra master explains the significance of the Vajra and bell to the disciples, and then so I think how you keep the samaya is to remember the significance of them.
Did this doje lo bengu ne chibu gun sundeche doje gun sunde rage deshi kegres masala. An the Chengores, so Tadi Tigta Nangachorbak, Tibuda, Doja Tibunia, Nangat Tadi, Stis Sonsu Teres, Doja Loving Magic, Sonsharbak, Wadi. That's right.
Pajitin is Gris. Logonjita, Jetam, that chats it on David, Doja to Rugu yours.
Yes.
Doja la chats it, you anybody. Ani tiki ta tsondon te ane ba hebi go ne ane yingu yor serwa.
Yes. Yeah. So the bell and Vajra has a specific measurement. You know, you have to measure. Chatsit means like there's a kind of how do you call that?
Yeah, that.
Chatsit is the specific size is recommended, highly recommended. Okay, did we get? Che che chung.
Oh, the corner chatsit is the order about that.
Chatsit,
that's
correct.
Ten is the order about
that. Chatsit, ten years, yeah. Chatsit,
The Chejung Keshegorwe.
Actually, this the proportional. Actually, it's not the size proportional, but it has to have appropriate. You know, the.
Okay.
So where the master, the Vajra master giving us the bell and Vajra is by explaining the significance of bell and Vajra, right?
Yes.
So where we keep that samaya is the way we keep that samaya is keep the bell and vajra by remembering those significance of bell and vajra. So that's it. So once you have received Vajra Master's initiation, it is kind of a requirement, you know, to have bell and Vajra. At least, you know, you have to have a drawing of bell and Vajra. Drawing. What is the last question? Okay.
It's actually two more, and I may need help on this fourth one. I have regarding subsequent permission, what is meant by, quote, teaching dharmata in general? Excuse me, it's my handwriting. Teaching dharma in general. What is meant by that? Yeah, what's meant?
You receive permission to teach, and not necessarily specializing in a particular lineage or Buddha family, because in some situations you have an inclination, you know, to attract it to one or the other, and you receive, more specific. So this is just in general.
This again, the tanda chu she chu bi jena sa di dires chik ta chitang ro chu she chu bi jena res wang ro chin ta jaw ring a khaya khaya this is a page ring a ge ro ko ne pa chu chi che chu che be che a karina che chu ya wang se wang cha to ba res but cham cham la ro Shetaba, Susugu, Yanchik, or Casore, Laya, Susu, once a Yobache, Chilimia, and Yores. Reggae,
So that permission, the subsequent permission of teaching Dharma in general, as once you receive that, you can teach Dharma.
So you are giving the Tantra, volume of Tantra, Reggae, the volume of Tantra, a conch shell, Reiki.
Reiwa.
And Tong Kwan Shil, wheel, and bell. Those four things are given. So then, Master will tell you, you know, now you can turn the wheel of Dharma to disciples. And then there is individual subsequent permission for individual. And then the second one is you receive a permission to which lineage you are interested in the most, you know, whichever you are interested the most. So for that, you will receive the hand instruments of the five Dhyani Buddhas. Hand implements. What is last question then?
Tenzin Lama and Geshe Lab, the last question is, what is the difference between prophecy and rejoicing?
I say, Didikars long thing said that ane uyon ni de kya karers ke uyon de kya karers. What's the difference?
I said that during the prophecy, the Vajra Master calls the disciple by their name, by the name of the Buddha family that they've previously received, and says, you'll attain that Buddha name in the future. So that's the prophecy. And then after that, one rejoices in this. So there are two separate things.
That's right.
From my notes, which could be wrong, I had a different answer. But I agreed with the prophecy that was that. But in my note, I had that the rejoicing is when the Vajra Master said that you're no longer, there's no more birth and death under the power of karma and kleshas. And then you rejoice.
That's the way, yes, you generate rejoice by hearing these wonderful things, yes, right?
Yes. Yeah. Very good.
Of course. Let me give you a few questions, homework questions. So, how many mandalas are there upon which you receive the vase empowerment? Does it make sense?
Ta ni was ane kunzo changchub ji semji jingkor se ya de kandis la ngon jing gris
mos a kandis la ngon jing gris how do you okay what do you mean by conventional the mandala of conventional bodhicitta
da sumbas ang sumbala khirab yi ji ang he jo bi gumse kares
gumse why do you call the third initiation as a wisdom initiation? Does that make sense?
Is it the definition or why do you call it?
Okay. Why do you call it?
Yeah.
Gunze. Why? Yeah.
Why do you call it the third initiation?
Oh, wisdom initiation, right.
That in it. That on Yiva Kutsut Kandi.
And how do you bestow the fourth initiation?
And then
the fifth question is the how do you receive okay, hold on, please. The fourth one Shiva the King or Khanat and Togres how do you receive the fourth initiation in terms of the basis, the mandala. How do you say that? Do you have another way of saying it?
Say the fourth initiation in terms of the basis of the mandala. Or what is the basis of the mandala? I don't know. What is the basis for the fourth initiation?
So, or the what is the mandala from which you receive the fourth initiation?
That's good.
It's a different way of putting things.
Yeah. That in the kitchen.
Okay, that's would that would do.
Okay, so only four questions?
Five questions, Tia. Get from your neighbors. Get from them.
Yeah.